Wildlife. The coast around Wembury and Plymouth Sound is very special, and it is a marine conservation area. The sea cliffs provide nesting and roosting sites for many seabirds. The beaches and sea caves provide a haven for marine wildlife, and underwater cliffs and reefs rival any of tropical regions. Plymouth Sound is also protected under the European designation Special Area of Conservation. The SAC is the highest level of protection given to nature conservation in the UK, and it's a testament to the amazing variety of marine life in the seas just offshore. The sea along this walk is bursting with life. If you peer into the water, you might be rewarded by a glimpse of an edible crab or the exotically named velvet swimming crab. Only a foot or two below the surface, amid the kelp and the rocky reeds, swim wrasse. These brightly coloured fish look almost tropical. Unusually for fish, they sometimes lie on their sides underwater while they're resting. The tiny fish that you might see darting around in the rock pools are likely to be gobies or blennies. Amongst the offerings washed up on the seashore are mermaids' purses. These little black bladders with delicate curled strings at each corner are actually the egg cases of dogfish or skate. Spongy balls of sandy-coloured bubbles are the egg cases of whelks. The rocks offshore are favourite places for cormorants and their slightly smaller cousins, shags. They have black plumage and are rather prehistoric to look like. Keep a close look at the seagulls. You might spot the great black-backed gull standing watchfully on the rocks. It's a big bruiser. It's the world's largest gull with a distinctive dark, almost black back and a broad yellow bill. You'll have a good chance of spotting a stonechat perched on top of a branch of gorse or blackthorn along the scrub, just by those low cliffs. This little bird has a black head, a white throat stripe and a rusty red breast. Its distinctive call sounds like two stones being clacked together. Wildflowers along the coastline include the perky bobbing heads of pink thrift. You might see scurvy grass with its clusters of small white flowers and fleshy leaves, and the bright white stitchwork with its deeply notched petals. In their season, you'll see Devon violets, red campion and yellow celandine, all in bright flushes along the coast path. Along the coastal cliffs are areas of dense gorse scrub. The blooms give off billows of deliciously coconut-smelling aromas, especially on warm days. The old country saying goes, when gorse is out of bloom, kissing is out of fashion. It's a convenient choice of plant for this adage, as gorse flowers flow out the whole of the year. It's a good place for seeing butterflies too. There's a good chance you'll see the delicate common blue or the bright yellow brimstone or even marble whites showing their strikingly black and white mottling.